Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1703 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, version in my life. I have never attempted to get anything except what I considered the truth. There have been hundreds of rumors of a great many people wishing and promising to tell ridiculous and what I considered absurd things in this case. It is difficult frequently to tell just what motives were prompting them or why they wanted to get into it, whether it is the truth or not. Redirect examination. One instance I can name where obstacles have been thrown in my way as to getting evidence and ascertaining the truth is the Conley incident and Montine Stover situation, and I consider it outrageous, perfectly outrageous. As to why it is outrageous for a private individual not to submit to cross-examination by four or five different men, all in the pay for a convict and his friends, I suppose the object was to get at the real facts and find out who was the actual murderer. It seems a lot of extraneous matters have been injected into it, and I could see there was a feeling here on the part of lawyers that intended to interfere with a proper investigation of the case, as for instance yours, Mr. Dorsey. As to what obstacle you put in the way of a full investigation, you refused to discuss this case with me after I told you I would report that Frank was innocent. I asked you if I could discuss the case with you, and you said no, not then. Yes, you said you would see me at any time afterwards. Yes, I told you that I would report in writing in a few days that Frank was innocent and Conley guilty. I had already made up my mind at that time. You told me if that was true, there was no use to discuss it with me. Yes, you told me I could come back if I wanted to, and that you would be glad to see me and give me the opportunity of convincing you of his innocence. As to whether you told me you didn't care what my opinion was, that I need not waste any time in giving you my opinion attacking the verdict, that if I had evidence, I could have all the time I wanted to convince. Yes, you said about that. You added that for some reason after you came out into the hall, Mr. Alexander had gone almost down the stairs. As to what other obstacles, other than the Montine Stover and the Jim Conley instances, were thrown in my way, I asked the attorneys for the defense whether it would be possible to see all the witnesses for the state and the defense, and they told me it would be impossible to get to them after we had started on Montine Stover.